This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Episode 2,923 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. We're listening to or watching NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, and welcome. People hire me for NoBS Job Search Coaching and Career Advice globally because I make the process of finding a new position and succeeding in it, much easier. And this is a topic today that very few people talk about, and that's the notion of using YouTube as part of your job search. Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn and elsewhere. It will help other people, and I'll be back in just one moment. If you're watching this on YouTube already, you know that YouTube is a great resource for career advice, for job hunting information, and a lot more. And when doing this video, I realized people underutilize YouTube as a resource in their search. So I thought I would address a couple of points here. And number one, of course, is it's great for career advice. But number two, and this is one that people forget about all the time, is you can research employers on YouTube. Remember, they may have a channel. They may have videos. They may have information. It's not going to be personalized for the job. It's going to be general information about the organization, which particularly for startups is going to be valuable since there may be a limited amount of info about them online. So again, don't forget to research employers there. You know, you can also create a video resume there. And I would simply say, make sure you dress nicely. I'm not saying a suit and tie if you're a guy or play dress up if you're a woman, you know, but you know, dress nicely and you know, you can talk about your resume. Don't read it off the screen. Become familiar with it so that people get an understanding of it, of you, and make sure you smile. Remember, we know you're not an actor or actress. However, you don't want to be boring. One of the first video resumes I got, and this was in the 80s, in the days of VHS tapes, is someone sent a VHS tape to me and read the resume in a flat monotone style. You know, it was awful, absolutely awful. You don't want to be doing that. What you want to be doing is showing some life, some energy, some personality to yourself while you're talking about your background, which goes to my fourth point, which is building a professional brand. Branding is going to be critical over the course of your career, not just in this job search, but for every job search in the future. Why do I say that? Information about you, what people know about you that you control, that you share, is a part of getting people to know you. Having YouTube information that's also available on a blog that you might have, that you might share on LinkedIn and have embedded in LinkedIn through a SlideShare perhaps or in another manner, goes a long way toward helping you to do this, particularly if you do it with some regularity. Obviously, not as frequently as I do, which is daily, but you can be doing things to promote yourself on a every other month basis, which over the course of 2 years is a lot of video, right? Keep them shortened to the point. Talk about things that you've done that have value to the world in general. Yeah, I'm not going to talk in terms of YouTube revenue. You're not going to become a YouTube star. But what you're going to be doing is building an impression of yourself in the marketplace, sharing it on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and other places. People will get to know you. So I hope you found this helpful. Oh. I want to address one last thing. Jobs on YouTube. You can search for jobs, but before you apply, notice the date of the video. I know I tried doing jobs at one point, but they lost currency. And, you know, after a period of time, You know, it doesn't matter if I had a job open 2 years ago for such and such. It's gone, right? So just make sure you check the date if you happen to find the job there. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.